Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Home from the club and
I think it's past time that somebody thought about them, don't you?
No. I mean that's your own trouble you're asking for it.
No, there's no question that this is
grow out of that yourself.
There are many people who deal in infidelity today who are celebrating, right? Because you could just deny plausible deniability, just delete the text and just say, I didn't send those, you know? The only way that they'll find you out is if they have legitimate screenshots, you know? You can say, I never sent it. You can erase every conversation you ever have. So that's kind of scary, you know?
It is.
It's kind of scary. Is there a situation where if somebody had deleted a text that it would have, like, trying to think, like, if there's ever a scenario, you know? But if you're, like, a reporter or something and you get, like, a text from somebody, like a statement or something, they delete it. And then
Like this only benefits idiots and horrible people.
I'm coming to that conclusion as well, Bennett.
It's true. Yeah, that's fair. You know, like I've never sent like an above board text that I've felt the need to edit or unsend. Right? I've never, you know, and I'm assuming the same for you. You know. I mean,
but who's that guy who just got kicked off? You Think You Can Dance? Isn't that the name of the show? He used to be on Glee because he sent a contestant a text. So he'd been able to take that thing off of there, and maybe before she'd even seen it, huh?
Yeah.
Like if he'd gotten it off of there before she. But back to Bennett's point, that only helps people with bad intentions. Now he has denied all wrongdoing,
right?
But in that case, yes, it only helps, you know,
the cheaters.
Yes, those folks that are letting the devil use them. And it's giving them another last chance.
Yes, this is like your replacement for like Ashley Madison. Remember that website? They got like
just you. I don't remember. I remember the name, but you were the only one on it.
I was not on it. I've not. I can tell you with 100% certainty.
Bennett, what is Ashley?
I don't know. What's Ashley Madison?
No, I'm not jumping into this.
If I recall, it's like high dollar Google. Call girls.
No, bro, that so is not what that is.
You see how naive I am to it. Yeah. Obviously, never visited once.
What I don't appreciate is Bennett over there acting like
affairs
he don't know.
Affairs and discreet married dating. AshleyMadison.com.
Oh, it's affairs.
Yes.
Not call girls.
No, and people's data got leaked on that.
Yikes.
That's why I remember it, because people who were involved with that had all their information published and stuff. So, you ain't gonna find me on there, big dog. I'm chilling. Those days are just way beyond me.
Oh, good. There's nothing good about those days.
But yeah, I mean, if you're a cheater right now and you're looking for
assistance. Tell me the good situations that helps. We haven't been able to come up with any good scenarios.
Editing,
when
sure.
This might be good.
Editing, sure. I can editing.
Yeah, editing makes sense. I'm talking about being able to take it off of their page, mm-hmm. Right? You could already take it off of yours,
right?
To hide it from whoever you need to hide it.
It feels like we're turning towards a less transparent society, right?
I'm not in favor of this.
Yeah, not that you.
We're rewarding bad people with this
and bad behavior.
That's right.
Bad people buy iPhones, though.
That's true.
Republicans wear sneakers too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not even though Jordan never, like, it was never, like, confirmed that he said that. But you get the point.
This seems so unnecessary. My wife just bought a 13. I'm new to the game, y'all. I'm still on 10. And apparently you don't even get the charger anymore? No headphones, no charger.
Nope.
Boy.
You get the...
Used to be they'd just switch it up on you, and they might even give you an adapter if you had the new, right, that's what I had on the 10. I had, like, an adapter that could make my old equipment work. Now you get nothing.
I think they give you the cable, but they don't give you the block.
Yeah, she didn't have a block.
Yeah. And the block
is insane.
So I said, don't worry, honey. I got 6 old blocks. I said, I do it all the time.
Right.
The block doesn't work.
Yeah, the problem
is... The old block doesn't work. They changed the block. Sure they changed the outlet on the block.
They did. Correct.
It's crazy.
And the issue is, like, so...
Got us.
So my wife got the block with the new one. We ordered that one separately. And I have a block that came with an old one. Now, it still works with this wire, but you can just tell in terms of the duration that it takes to charge the phone.
Right.
My block is so much slower. Like, her block is, like, high-powered, like, boom!
Right. That's what
that thing is fully charged in 20 minutes. Mine, it takes, like, 2-3 hours still, mm-hmm. you know?
You know, it's funny you're mentioning this because New York just passed yesterday. Like, I saw this story yesterday, some controversial law that's basically saying that these companies, like Apple, I guess, have to be able to provide, like, repairs to their older models. Because I guess, you know, the answer to everyone's phone breaking now is you just have to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Maybe, weren't they maybe. Slowing them down on purpose? Didn't I remember that from a couple years ago? And they had to fess up for that. They were slowing old stuff down so you would come off, back to your point, making it as difficult as possible, or in your case, not fixing whatever.
Well, now, Bennett, you got an older phone, right? You got like a BlackBerry?
Nobody's old as me with a 10,
no.
right?
This is the...
I'm the oldest of 10, though.
No, his is not a 10.
There's no way he's like got an older generation than a 10 because that's been 3, 4, 5 years.
Well, I guess it is newer than it. Do you think it's older than a 10?
I think this is a 10.
Okay, so y'all are tied. Like, I'm one of those, like, I got to get the...
That's a big old 10.
I upgrade every 2 years. I don't do the one... Because every 2 years is when the big changes happen. You know, you could do every year, but the changes are pretty incremental year to year. I do it every two, but I can't go no more than that, man. I mean, you've missed the whole ass generation with that one.
I mean, that's what I do. I ride cars a long time. I stay on that phone so those wheels fall off.
You don't know what you don't know. And I guess there's some peace with that, right?
That's right.
Like, you legitimately don't know, and you don't want to know what you don't know.
Well, I do now because Faith has one.
Right.
She came over from Samsung. Now I can't hear the end of it. Everything hers can do.
Yeah. But if you out here, like, remember that Mario Winans song, I don't want to know. You can, this is a great news for you. If that's the life you're living out here right now.
They said just get the new one and pay for it on your bill. That's what everybody
in
there. That's what everybody does.
Please don't let it show. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a jam. But if that's the life you live, man, that's your lifestyle, you're going to really love this news today from Apple that you can edit and unsend messages totally.
I'm not giving a respect burger to Apple for that.
No. They're encouraging this. They're encouraging this behavior.
Agreed.
All right, we'll come back. Respect burgers and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, Regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want 8 of the flutes and onyx?
Jira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Check the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous silicate. Those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with a push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Are you ready to get back out? Ready to live life again? It's time, and the Shot Nurse can give you a boost. Our Lipo B12 formula can help you keep up with the crowd, increase your energy, improve your mood, sleep better, and even reduce allergies. No appointment necessary and no waiting. Drop in one of our 3 convenient locations. We'll get you in and out in about 5 minutes. The Lipo B12 shot at the Shot Nurse. Boost yourself back into enjoying life at the fullest.
Solutions you need with a personal touch.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here to help you. Want to put your home on the market? You're probably going to want to make the most money that you can in the process, and that's where the Live Love Memphis team comes in. They've seen the market at its best. They've seen the market at its worst. There's really no scenario that they haven't seen in this industry. That's the kind of team I want. I want that experienced team with a pedigree. They're going to help you get the most money for your home. Reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
You reach out by calling 901-625-5200. That's how you get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen and her fantastic, award-winning, hard-working team. What they're going to do is get you top dollar for your home. For Dwight, it was $30,000 more than he thought he could get. $30,000 more than he even thought imaginable. $20,000 more for Dennis than what other agents were telling him. So, again, if you are thinking about selling your home and you want to know what's the most you can get, right? Because we'd all want to know that in this market. You're going to want to get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen. Again, that number, 901-625-5200. Y'all know the story by now. She helped me out in a situation about 3.5 years ago now. It'll be 4 in October that I thought I'd never be able to get out of. She did that, then helped us pick our dream home. She can do that for you as well. 625-5200 is Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency on Mondays around this time. I get around the grill and I start handing out respect burgers to those that I think are deserving. Let's do that now.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
But I make sure I'm very clear here so it doesn't sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my neck, especially after our first hour, and particularly, John, our cap or no cap. But my first Respect Burger, believe it or not, is for Draymond Green, for the troll that he is and the way that he does his job. Now, you may not like it, and if you heard us the first hour, you know that I clearly do not, but you have to respect it. And it wasn't just, you know, Draymond saying after game one that these guys, I got to make them feel me, all that stuff, and then doing as much in that game. It was the fact that he was still playing troll, John, even after their 107-88 win at Chase Center that tied this series up. I don't know if you saw this, but he even trolled KD some more in the post game. Yes, now, where's the context on that? Remember last week, I think it was, again, Draymond going on Colin Coward,
yep.
I believe it was. It wasn't just his own podcast. I think it was with Colin where they had talked about, you know, Steph not being an MVP in their previous finals appearances, and Draymond making the point, well, one of the reasons that happened is because all
next
the defenses
story
have always been doubling Steph. They've been blitzing Steph, right? That was the point. And that drew the ire, or certainly raised up the hair on the back of KD's neck, and they had gone back and forth on Twitter. So last night, after Golden State gets the win, Draymond never missing a chance to troll or to get under somebody's skin some more if he can. Remember, he had a job to do on the floor, still managed afterwards to troll him some more, said, "Our offense is always a lot of Steph. It all starts with Steph. When KD was here, our offense still started with Steph. That's the way it's going to be." So once again, putting down his 2 cents to get inside the head of Kevin Durant. I haven't looked to see if Kevin Durant responded again. But usually when Draymond Green baits you, a lot of guys bite. He's super effective at it. He was in the game and he was off the court. And that's the thing about it. I said, I think the NBA allows him to get away with too much. That's a separate story. What you've got to respect, and much in the way I did, you know, when I had a guy like this on my team, Dennis Rodman, like, he will push it to the line.
Yeah.
Right? It's sort of like I said with Jimmy Butler, man, on, you know, taking that three in that game seven where you say, Well, could you have gone to the hole there and put the pressure on the referees? Draymond puts the pressure on the referees. He's going to try to change the game with his physical style of play, his punking guys out, his talking stuff, and he puts it on these referees, right, he's going to try to push the line and see how far you'll let him take it. And last night we saw that, particularly if he's already got a first tech, some of these officials are applying that to whether or not he should get a second one. I think that part's ridiculous. Again, the part that I respect is that Draymond plays his role and he plays it well. He plays it even after the game. He's going to win in terms of trying to get into your head. So, Draymond Green, respect burger, even though I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And that's what it's all about, is the officials respect him, you respect him.
No, I respect the job he does. I do not respect the way the NBA – I do not respect the way the NBA allows him
craft.
To get away with it, to do it. But he is good at what his job is. Secondly, this is for a 44-year-old man. I'm 45. When I look at him, I get jealous, and it's not the 7 Super Bowl rings. I got to be honest with you. Did you see the picture of Tom in his briefs, John, that Giselle took?
I did not.
I got to say, man, because I've noticed it here lately, and I've talked about it, like this tire around my stomach just continues to grow and grow and grow. It's like getting bigger. It's becoming like 22s, you know what I'm saying? They're like, this tire on my stomach's getting bigger. Tom Brady showing off in a very supermodelish way, showing off his new Brady brand underwear in a video that Giselle took of him in the bathroom. Dude, look at how that dude looks at 44.
Respect.
See, most old quarterbacks, man, they don't care anymore, right? As long as they're getting the job done, who cares if they got a little pot belly, right?
You're right.
Now, Tom is very smart. He realizes they knew what they were doing. This is a marketing opportunity. You got Tom and his Brady brand briefs. Of course you're going to look good. You're not going to take the picture, have Giselle take it and put it out there if you don't look good. But I got to hand it to the man. I mean, we know Tom's a drinker, too. Like, Tom will chug you under the table when it comes to beers. What, you saying that's the old Tom?
That was tequila.
No. Now he drinks tequila. Have you not read the stories about Tom out-drinking his lineman back in the day as a Patriot? Like, Tom can go
when he clearly is not doing that anymore, though.
Again, this was, like, in a very model-esque way. And, again, he's learning from the best in Giselle. He looked fantastic.
Ben, have you seen the video in question?
I had to tip my cap to his 44-year-old body.
And do you co-sign this respect burger?
A lot of guys aren't going to be comfortable doing it, but I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in my own skin. If you're not, that's just you.
Right.
That says more about you.
Yeah.
He looks good.
It's undeniable, especially at that age. And you're right. Like, quarterback is a position where you would, like, let it go.
At least your stomach.
Right.
Right. At least you let your stomach, especially off-season. Like, you might let it go, but again, they are in the business of making money and being beautiful.
Yeah.
And they are very good at it. And you got to give them the respect burger.
Did it make you want to purchase a pair?
No. Because I wouldn't look the same in them. What it made me want to do is get on that damn Peloton, been sitting up there saying, Jason, when you coming? Still hadn't gotten on.
He's doing more than the Peloton, though, bud. I mean, he's doing, like, that's like multi-million dollar nutrition, too. I mean, that's just like.
Well, what do they call it? TB12 or whatever it is? So is that. Now, does he eat meat? Does he eat bread? There's some things.
I don't think he eats a lot of bread.
That's what I thought. There are key things that are not a part of his diet that don't sound like they'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I think that's very deserving at 40, at his ripe age of 45.
It's just showing you the man looks good. I can't hate on him. Somebody looks good at 44, looks that good. You got to give him their props.
Would you get the Lamar Jackson brand?
No.
Okay.
No, why would I think Lamar? If I'm going to get an underwear brand, you know who I'm going to get? Ja Morant.
PSD.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why would I not support the local guy?
There you go.
Now, again, I got to get back to 32-inch waist before I need to be wearing anything like that. And, you know, these dudes that drop it down, you don't do that unless you're trying to show off the abs.
But that's,
I'm in no position.
But it could be some motivation, this Brady video.
So lately, I've just been going like the Calvin Klein, like the rag, you know, the little cheap joints you get off Macy's or something. Uh-huh. Not so worried. There used to be a time where I wondered what I
took pride
worried that. About that. Yeah. What it looked like, right? Now you just, the lights are off. Right, who cares? No, I'm in my 40s. What? No?
No, I'm saying I'm with you.
Oh, you're with. I was going to say, yeah. like you're.
What do you mean the lights are off? The lights should never be on.
It's funny.
The lights should never be on.
They had some Hanes briefs.
What?
They had some Hanes briefs on clearance this weekend at Target. I was like, yoink.
Exactly. And now I get excited about that kind of stuff. Back in the day, I've never been caught dead in a Fruit of the Looms or some Hanes. I got to get me some designer on some Polo or some Tommy. You know what I'm saying? So she can see me in the light, John. You're the only one running around in the dark hiding your stuff.
Why do you want to do it in the light?
What are you talking about?
Is that normal?
Back in the day?
It is?
Before we got to our 40s?
I never even thought about doing that. I always turn the lights. I thought it was a romance deal. You turn the lights off.
So, again, says a lot about you that you got to turn off the lights and be running around. Where am I? Guess who? Guess where I'm at? Marco Polo. That's what y'all doing in there, playing Marco Polo, fool.
What
in the world are y'all doing?
Benny, you turn the lights on or off.
No comment.
You just feel around. Feeling around your whole life.
There's sources of light in there, bro. It's not like it's pitch black.
Oh, are you turning on the iPhone flashlight? I guess so. It is dark as y'all keep it in there.
Well, the TV's usually on, right? TV always is on.
What you got on the TV?
Anything, bro. We got to have some noise. We got people that live in our house.
You have the TV on as a diversion?
No, as a noise.
Not as a compliment. What are you watching on the TV?
What would be a compliment?
You're the one with it on.
We'll put on something like The Office or something, bro. Like, just to have noise.
Dad, this is the worst sex ever. This is what it is. And I'm just going to be honest with you. What's
no,
going on?
This is,
and y'all need a therapist.
No, this is real life.
It's dark with 2020 on the television is what you're telling me.
This is real life, dude.
So you just see each other's silhouette.
So I'm supposed to. Yeah. So. Yeah. So far. Well, that's a lot. No. I mean, I can see in the dark, bro. It's not like I have, like, vision. Like,
You've revealed too much here.
You want there to be no television on so that...
Back in the day?
So that Rita hears the headboard knocking
before,
the wall.
Before I got this stomach? Like, what are we talking about? Of course you want the lights on.
But what's...
Visual can be a very important part of the process.
Bro, you act like I'm blind. Like, I'm wearing, like, Stevie Wonder glasses. Like, I can't see Sam or something.
Apparently, that's how you like it in there, man.
I thought you just...
Who turns the lights on? Yeah, so we asked the question.
Turn the lights off.
Don't get so offended.
Isn't that like...
Some people turn them on.
It's romantic. Turn the lights off. Right? Turn the lights off. Isn't that a Trey Songz bit? Turn the lights off. You know, it's like, keep the lights on.
If you got something to hide... I see how it goes down over there.
My whole life is a lie. That's what you're telling me right now.
I'm just saying you should try the other side.
And look,
be like whole new relationship.
Light on as hell. 11:30 at night, light on as hell. I've never even considered that. And Bennett won't even weigh in.
I just said instead of using a flashlight. Again, Bennett's probably smartly abstaining from this conversation.
Bro, there's not.
Especially if it ever came back.
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
You make it sound like it's not.
You made it sound like that. Who turns the light on?
The main light is off, but like it's still lighted with the television, with the white light.
You're slowly adding more light to the room to try to make up for how dark it was in there earlier when you told us how you really do it.
Well,
now you're trying to add some candlelight and some TV and some other things.
It was never a Marco Polo situation. Like, oh, I don't know where you are, Stan. Let me look around. Like, let me feel the wall.
On the bed, John.
I mean, come on, bro. How large do you think my bed is, man? It's not like it's an entire room. You know, we have a good idea of where the other is.
No respect burger for you, Mr. Darkness.
Well, you see what happens with me.
I got one more. You going to let me do it?
Yeah.
Well, I got two more, actually.
With the lights on, too.
Michael B. Jordan.
Respect.
I wonder if he's a lights-off kind of guy. Probably is. Here's the respect. I could feel what he was going through last night. If you saw him, Michael B. Jordan, who I used to be hard on at one time about the quality of actor he was, but he has since shown me there's plenty of range in him, and I think he's going to continue to do so. Just broke up with Lori Harvey. I don't know if y'all are aware of Lori Harvey or who she is. She's a model. She's Steve Harvey's adopted daughter. She was actually born in Memphis, Tennessee. What do we tell you on this show? That there's always a Memphis connection. It had been reported that they broke up. And men, what do we do when we're going through a real breakup, right? Not somebody that we didn't care about, we just cast off, right? Those aren't real. I'm talking about a real relationship. They've been going out for a year. You see the pictures. They were together. What do we do when we go through one of those real? We don't go and hide.
Right.
We don't go eat ice cream in front of the TV and go into the dark. What we do as men, right, we try to show off. We try to put out this perception is that we're going to be fine.
Yes.
Right, we're moving on. And that, it to me, is what Michael B. Jordan was trying to do last night, sitting with his partner at the Golden State game, trying to put on, right, trying to put on a happy face, trying to put, but he couldn't. And even TMZ said, they were watching him all night long, said as they even reported, his eyes looked watery. Now, I thought that was going a little far. I doubt the guy is sitting there crying about it.
Yeah.
But again, I do give him respect for doing the typical man thing of going out after something that probably hurt you quite a bit, going out and trying to put on a brave face.
Yeah, somebody said that all these quarantine relationships are just, they're just turning to dust now. Everybody's back. I think it was Van Lathan that said that.
So that, you're saying so this was a quarantine relationship.
That's what it sounds like. Now I have a disrespect.
Interesting.
I have a disrespect dog to give out, and I'm gonna do it to all the people who make love with the lights on.
Hold on, before you do that, I want to give one more respect burger out before you give the disrespect dog, because I know you got you're gonna dog people that turn on the lights. You cannot do that, by the way.
Well, I'm about to do it.
One more. Bennett the dad.
Respect.
The first team all dad that took his son to Italian Fest and everywhere and rode the ride that no parent really wants to ride, but you have to, especially, let's be, I mean, Bennett, how old are you? 30-something?
35.
And so what were you on, like a Buccaneer, like things swinging back
yeah,
and forth,
man.
Some spinning stuff, some
and
teacup
those,
type
those
stuff?
Those hurt. Those are
they
not,
don't feel good for us.
No, because they're, I mean, no offense, like respect to the people that bring out the rides, but they're not like the best quality, so there's a lot of jerking and,
no, I would never, I mean, it's funny that you're giving him a respect burger for this because I would never put my child on one of those rides, bro. Like, are they even insured?
What do you call this? Dude, this is not something at the freaking fair that's taking you up five stories.
Okay.
We're talking about the little teacup.
But you can still get hurt, bro.
Not on the stuff he was on.
Man, that thing bound to malfunction.
Man, that thing be just like a chair tipping over. You'd be fine.
Yeah, they brought
right?
Yes. I'm just saying they brought that damn ride in on a Tacoma, on a 98 Tacoma. Like, I'm not a skip damn near.
To your point, no parent wants to ride these things. Those days are behind
you. You wouldn't get on it.
But you do it because you have to. You do it because you are a great dad, and that is where you get the respect, at least this side.
How was Italian Fest, by the way?
It was fun.
It was good?
Yep.
This is their first. This was like their first full year back since COVID.
Back wide
yeah,
open.
It was packed. Yeah. We went on Saturday, had a good time, ran into GP and his kids.
Oh,
we had fun, man. Yeah.
I used to live, you know, four or five blocks.
We just walked down
from there. And
yep.
it was always a highlight, like Italian Fest time.
Now it's backed and packed. Good.
Yeah.
Yep. It was fun. We had a good time.
Now your disrespect, dog.
Well, there seems to be some real division on this topic. You know, King Trey says, who needs the lights on? Who cares what's on the TV? And others say, you don't. I can't read that. Light on, please. I'm just trying to visualize this, man. So it's like 10:30 at night, and you just turn all the lights on, bro. Like you just got all the lights on. MLGW bill high as hell.
Some people are suggesting that you can't.
That I can't what?
Because if you actually see, then you perform poorly.
Oh no.
Would you understand that?
Ridiculous.
What? And so it's dark and you probably
so
tell
you
yourself.
So you think I don't in the dark I don't know the female anatomy, bro?
I'm just saying you can't see. And again, we talked about how the visual of it can be a turn on. Maybe for some it turns you on too much.
I mean,
if that makes any sense. That actually makes some sense to me
sometimes
if you're so much more comfortable.
I'll be real. Sometimes
or you're hiding something.
No, sometimes you don't need to see everything either though, bro. Like you don't need to see everything. Like, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of mystery involved, bro.
There's some of it that's nasty to you?
Well, I mean, I didn't say that.
We can hear it. I didn't say all that, bro.
But I'm just saying, like, you want everything in 4K. I mean, sometimes it's good to just.
This was back in the day. Again, right. The whole point of this.
Now
was,
it's lights off.
That's where how we started this, right?
Yeah.
Because old Jason don't want to see that tire, my tire, well, jumping up and down.
It's one of those deals where it's like. We're not making no films out here, are we? So what do we need the lights, camera, action for?
I don't think you're gonna be able to win this one, man.
I'm not trying to win it.
You're trying to justify why you've always turned the lights off, why it's been so important to you.
And you don't think it's.
Hold on, Sam. Let me stop this romance to go turn the lights off
and put the office on.
Yeah, the office is good.
Don't make any sense.
What does it matter if it's the office or Will and Grace? Does it matter what it is? We ain't watching the damn show.
It's apparently never romantic. What do you need it on anyway for?
Because the noise, bro.
What does the noise cover up?
The headboard.
Something else that's uncomfortable?
And the mattress.
You in a house.
I'm in a house where that makes noise.
Bro,
my mother-in-law's in the next room, man.
So you just don't want to hear
Your whole life ain't been with mother-in-law in the house. Let's stop.
I'm talking about right now. I'm talking
about today. This started early for you.
No,
it was turning off the lights.
No, we did not have the TV on when we, you know, when there's no reason to put the TV on 4 or 5 years ago.
We see why you, because it's nasty. Because it's nasty, isn't it?
That is not
true. It's something
true.
You just don't like doing very much.
I'm just saying, you want everything in everything in IMAX 4K,
there's
dog.
There's no way you can make that funny. There's not, or you can't make that wrong.
I'm not making it wrong. It's just weird.
We've been comfortable in the lights. Do it in the daylight. What?
I think there are two types of people.
You got to wait till the sun goes down, obviously.
I think there are two types of people in this world. I think there are people who do it with the lights on. I think there are people who do it with the lights on.
Yeah, but you're disgusting. You couldn't understand the people that do it with the lights on is why we're having this conversation.
No, what I can't understand.
If you were so tolerant, we wouldn't be here.
What I don't understand is why GP does his radio show in the absolute darkness. I don't understand that, right? I don't get that. I don't get doing it with the lights on either. You know, so it's both ways. It's both ways.
You like to see in here.
Well, yeah.
You don't like to see in there.
I mean,
because it's nasty.
It's not nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. We get it.
It's beautiful, man.
It's fine. But look what you've overcome. You've been able to overcome it, right? Have this beautiful child. You're going to have more kids, hopefully. You're still
getting it done. Only if the lights are off. That's just the condition. I thought my whole life it was about romance. That's what I thought my whole life. But you don't think it means romance.
Let me tell you something.
And you light the candle.
Lights off with 2020 on ain't romantic.
See, Jow is right. Jow says lights on when it's spontaneous. So when it's just something that, boom, happens, you don't have time to turn the lights off. But, you know, in this day and age, what does that mean? There is no such thing as that. You know, we're parents. There's no such thing as spontaneity. It's, like, very much planned down to the minute, which is fine, you know. But it's like, yeah, that goes away. That hasn't happened since the 20s, you know. But anyway. There's two types of people in this world. That's what I'm finding out. And Bennett's not going to tell us which one he is. He's clearly going to leave that up to interpretation, which I respect on some level.
Yeah, sometimes you have to abstain.
We're open books here on this show. You know, that is the truth. Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Game 2 of the NBA Finals in the books. That series tied at 1-1. Warriors, at least Steph Curry, shot the lights out last night. In game 2. So we'll talk about that and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Now that the warmer weather has arrived, let Choate's perform their $99 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC ready for the hot summer months ahead. Also, Choate's is offering our half-off 1 pound of Freon coupon on our website for you to use. Does your HVAC system need to be replaced? If so, right now is an excellent time to take advantage of Carrier's 60 months, no-interest financing on select systems. Want to improve your indoor air quality? Choate's is also offering our new Abco air purifier for $100 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. UV technology sterilizes biological contaminants and neutralizes odors and toxic VOCs. Match that technology with getting your air ducts cleaned, and you'll have the indoor air quality your family needs. Better call 347-8086 today. These specials won't last long. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
The Blue Angels are back at the Memphis Air Show, June 18th and 19th at the Millington Memphis Airport. See the Blue Angels rip through the Memphis skies, performing acrobatic maneuvers and formations. Tons of death-defying performers. B-17 Texas Raiders, F-35 Lightning, F-22 Raptor, Leapfrogs, Skip Stewart, Kids Family Fun Zone. All performances are included in the price of admission. Discounted tickets are available for a limited time at MidSouthAirShow.com. See you at the Memphis Air Show, June 18th and 19th at the Millington Memphis Airport.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nature Valley has helped restore access to 10,000 miles of national park trails. And we're on our way to restoring even more, because every mile is a new memory. Life happens out there. Nature Valley.
Here's racing legend Rusty Wallace for Skechers footwear with Goodyear rubber.
When I used to race at over 200 miles per hour, there was only one tire I trusted to keep me safe and connected to the track, Goodyear. So when Skechers put Goodyear Performance Rubber on their footwear, I put the pedal to the metal and raced to Skechers to get a pair. You see, Skechers uses Goodyear rubber to enhance their footwear's traction, durability, and stability in almost any weather condition on almost any surface. From high-performance sneakers to rugged hiking boots to work footwear and everything in between, Skechers with Goodyear rubber will give you the grip and long-lasting wear you need to set the pace. Plus, they have Skechers' famous comfort with exclusive fits and features like arch fit, wide fit, stretch fit, including air-cooled memory foam, and more. Look, if Goodyear can handle my race car going over 200 miles per hour, your Skechers with Goodyear can handle whatever you throw at them. Find a pair of Skechers with Goodyear at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You know what's coming up? Father's Day is coming up. And I say that as a father myself, and because of someone who's gotten gifts over the years. The one place I know you can get me a gift, and I say this to my sons, and I will love it, is O'Call. Go to O'Call and take care of the father in your life. Or if you're a father yourself, go treat yourself. The stuff is beautiful. The people are incredibly helpful. And right now, all their summer wear is in stock. It's a beautiful place. Take care of the father in your life by going to O'Call.
Toss Barbecue is the best barbecue in Memphis. You can eat it with the lights on or off, right? Quality is still going to be the same. Top notch. They got the cheeseburgers, which are the best in town. That barbecue, that sweet and saucy sauce. We had it in here a few weeks ago, right? Put it on the brisket, put it on the barbecue. Goes great with everything. And then, of course, that Memphis smoked bologna sandwich. Whatever you want, whatever you're in the mood for, they got it at Tops Barbecue.
Smoked bologna, half inch thick. It's going to feed you. It's going to feed you well. Going to be unlike anything you've had if you have not had the smoked bologna at Tops. Try that Fireman Burger as well. It's their fantastic barbecue on top of that already fantastic burger that's Tops been doing. It's been legendary. For 70 years. That's the thing about Tops. They've been doing this for a long time. So don't worry. You can try that sweet and saucy, but they've got the original mild, the original hot. Some things not changing, and that's why they've been rocking so well for 70 years. Tops Barbecue, 70 years and still smoking.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. Service Master by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
McCauley Roofing and Renovations. I had him out. I had him out last week. He's got a website in the works. Can't wait to share the address with you. Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. But I had some questions. I had some questions about, you know, siding. I had some questions about backyard expansion. It's not always just roofs that he does, although roofs are of course the primary part of his gig. Got some storm damage to your roof. You don't always see it. Right, we had some storms today come through. You don't always see storm damage, so if you suspect you might have some, make sure to call Chris McCauley. He'll come out, assess the situation, then get with your insurance company. Financing is available. He will work with you. Trust me. Best in town. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason John Show. Free roof and upgrade.
Yeah, that's why you need to lock the number in. This isn't just a one-time thing or just necessarily for your roof. As John indicated, you got plans to renovate, right? Maybe eventually. Chris McCauley, the perfect guy, his team to call. So you need the number, lock it in, 487-7096. Again, 901-487-7096. You want to do some research before you call? Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook over McCauley Roofing and Renovations. I promise you, you're going to like what you see. And John mentioned the what they're really great at, and that's the roofs. Obviously, voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. They can do it all. 487-7096. It's McCully Roofing and Renovations.
All right, so what's more interesting to you? Golden State winning again or Boston winning one? Like, what would be the more interesting storyline, however it unfolds, the rest of this NBA Finals? Like, what do you think is more captivating? Like, the Warriors dynasty perhaps getting one more ring or the Celtics getting their first against the old guard?
For me, it's more Golden State. And again, I would tell you that a little bit of jadedness here when you're talking about, you know, losing to Golden State in the way you did the Memphis Grizzlies. I think it makes your story, your season story, a lot better if they go on. I know that's not a priority for some. For some, they don't give a hot damn about that. For me, yeah, I'd like to be able to say that the Grizzlies, without Steven Adams for half of that series and then without John Morant for the majority of it, pushed Golden State as far as they did. I'd like to be able to add that to what was an unbelievable season, no question. That said, more compelling? I don't know that I can sell that to the, you know, just your fringe NBA fan and tell you this one's better than
right.
What Boston, because I like Boston's story. I like that first. I told y'all, I've raved about that staff.
Yep.
And the fact that they're getting this done in the first year with our man Damon Stoudemire also a part of it. But the tip of the cap to Ime Udoka, everything he's done first year. And you literally saw the adjustment, saw them go from an under 500 team, a mediocre team, to literally the best team. You could make the argument, certainly in the regular season there, that last half or since late January. So I respect both sides. Both are compelling. But for me, yeah, because I got them picked and because the Grizzlies lost to them the way they did.
Right.
I think Golden State's the better story.
If
and then you get into all, is it a dynasty? Is it not? Some would tell you, you know, you got to win, you know, 3 in 4 years or 3 in a row to be a dynasty. I think Wilbon sticks to that.
Right.
You know, obviously looking at Bulls, okay, I don't think, yeah, I think Golden State is a dynasty.
Well, yeah,
especially if they win this one.
Yes. I mean, if you have 4 rings and, you know, 7 years.
And in different versions of you in doing that.
Yes.
You won one before KD, you win 2 with him, and now you're going to win another one without him, it appears.
Well, it would be a
much older.
You know, I think
that's a dynasty.
The question, you know, the question that we talked about on this final series was, you know, legacy, right? If Golden State is able to win it, it does actually impact Steph's legacy. It makes it a lot stronger because now he can say, I did this without Kevin Durant. Right? I did it again without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, twice.
2 of my 4 without Kevin Durant. So I didn't need him. Everybody's already said I needed him. I don't need him. And then he's, of course, this would probably be this. Like, right now, he's definitely the favorite to win Finals MVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there, if that's the way this goes.
Also ties him with LeBron and some, you know, yes. You go up that list as well.
No, Steph's legacy I don't think would be damaged, but I do think it stands a lot to gain in the eyes of the, you know, the NBA sort of, you know, consigliere and the conscientious because, you know, he would move into that category. I think he'd have to. If he's not now, which I think he probably should be anyway, but have 4 rings and have done it through multiple iterations, helping bring along young guys like Jordan Poole, like Gary Payton. You know, Gary Payton's 29, but whatever, new face of the franchise. I think that would definitely be a huge check mark for Steph.
Well, see, part of Steph's legacy, we touched on this last week but didn't dive in, but I was thinking about this. He doesn't have necessarily the physical gifts that some of those other greats do, right? With LeBron, he's a train. He can jump out the... Steph had to put more work in, I would tell you, to get here. Now, he comes from good stock, good pedigree. We all get that. His father was a fantastic shooter. That ball was put in his hands early, and Lord knows he had a good one to teach him how to shoot. But you don't have the leaping ability. You don't, you know, you don't have the size. What's he, 6'2", 6'3"? Yep. I mean, you're not 6'6". You're not 6'8", you know, 275 out there either. So there haven't... doesn't necessarily have the physical gifts that some of those stars that have won the 4, the 5, the 6 titles had. So I think it adds even more, makes his legacy even more impressive in terms of how he got here. Steph got to run to get open. He's got to tire folks out. You know,
yep.
That's part of the deal. And he's found his way at his size coming from a small school. That's the other part. You're among the elite coming from a tougher background, I would say, in some of these situations, to make it to where you are.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Totally. And that is part of that story. And so I guess that's like, we talked about hurting the game. You know, that's only good because he's going to encourage people that aren't necessarily the biggest, the tallest, the fastest,
correct,
strongest.
Correct.
You know, you can be great. You can do this. Now, you got to be able to shoot the ball like Steph does. But, you know, you could at least, like, you can get into the game and not feel like it's rigged against you if
yeah.
you're not 6'7", 250 pounds. Right.
That's not to say he's running out there 5'8", 5'9", though.
No. I mean, he's still 6'3".
And listen, he's improved that body, too.
Yeah, no, he has.
Did you hear them telling the stories about what he would do after games in terms of Mark Jones, who's phoning in for Mike Breen? Obviously, with Breen down with COVID, they expect him back for game three. But Mark was telling those stories, and we've heard him before, but Steph after games with the 35-pound plates on his back doing push-ups after games, like he has put in work to get to a point where defensively he's not just getting pushed around out there.
Yep.
And again, some of these guys were born with that kind of physical ability. Don't even barely have to – LeBron barely got to lift weights. I mean, he's so physically gifted. Steph didn't have that. So, to me, it adds to the respect we have to have for him and to the legacy.
Yep, no doubt about it. Some staff news for the University of Memphis, perhaps. Some movement there. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
The NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel is giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with the same game parlay. You can pick the game one winner, which player hits the most threes, who scores the most points. You can build a same game parlay your way. Just sign up for promo code Connor, CONNOR. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. Join today with promo code Connor, CONNOR, and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like game seven with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It is moving season, so that applies to you. You're entering your new season. Call my friends at Black Tie for all your moving needs. My man Ernie, he used Black Tie over the weekend. It'd be a stressful process. Not nearly as much, though, if you go with my friends at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving things, you're moving pieces of your life, right? Not just things, you're pieces of your life that matter to you. Black Tie gets that, and they handle it as such. They handle it like they are important pieces of your life. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, they show up on time. They're the best in town. Give them a call. 316-6196. Book your move now, because it will book up fast. Summer's here, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the tour of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
A hot shower should be hot. A Navien tankless water heater makes sure your hot shower is hot or warm or mostly hot, but not quite hot, but warmer than warm. Whether you take it in the morning, after work, doesn't matter. Do you want a quick rinse or a full-on luxurious I think I'm in heaven spa-length investment of time? Your choice whenever you want it. A Navien tankless water heater keeps your hot water hot. Backed up by Navien's powerful warranty. Get the hot water you need whenever you need it, period, at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Heard my little sis is buying a car. You'll need my secret guide.
Gross, no way. I already used Capital One Auto Navigator.
I bet your credit score
wasn't impacted at all, so ha. I got my real rate and monthly payment, had an amazing test drive at the dealership, and made the purchase.
Taking the easy way out. That's so you.
Still not getting it. That's so you. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
One, two, get down!
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
See a bad mother.
talk about fairness in the workplace and getting paid for the work you do. So if you're not receiving overtime pay, if you're having to attend required meetings without pay, if you're working through lunch breaks, or a restaurant worker receiving server pay to clean or sock supplies, here's the deal. You are entitled to minimum wage. And in most cases, in many cases, overtime pay.
So, if you're having similar issues with your employer, you need to call our friends Robert, Rob, and Russ. What's a call going to hurt you? In this case, might help you a lot. To Grind City Law, 756-5997. They've literally recovered millions of dollars in unpaid wages for workers. Could get it for you. Could be the case. You could be deserving of that. You need to make the call. The team at Grind City, they're advocates. They've spent their entire careers fighting for workers' rights. That's why you need to contact them today for, again, a free consultation. Not going to hurt you a bit. You might have a case. A Memphis-based law firm grinding for workers' rights nationwide. They're at grindcitylaw.com or 901-756-5997.
So, interesting news in the realm of Memphis basketball. Penny Hardaway at the Liberty Bowl golf tournament did sort of break the news that Rasheed Wallace, who was still kind of hanging around, right? He was helping Penny do some workouts there at the Lori Walton. He is off to be an assistant coach for the Los Angeles Lakers under Darvin Ham, which is interesting for a variety of reasons, but probably the most interesting is because you remember that podcast appearance he made, Rasheed Wallace?
Yeah.
He was on $1 million worth of game and said LeBron would not have been as successful in his day.
Oh, no, I did not recall that.
Yeah, so he said he probably would have done good with his physical stature, with him being bigger than the majority of the rest of the players, so he probably would have held his own, but I don't think he would be as successful as he is now. It's a whole different era back then. I couldn't necessarily say that he would have been a beast, but I think he would have held his own. By the way, this is the second-best player of all time, and some would say the first.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's going to be kind of awkward, isn't it? Or do you think they probably hashed it out?
Maybe for a day before they've hashed it out, if they haven't already. Here's the thing, why is Rasheed so coveted? Because if you remember, when Penny got him, Rasheed was in it pretty deep with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
They were interested in hiring him, bringing him on. You see the Lakers with Darvin Ham, very important to put together a quality staff, right? For Darvin Ham, it's your first job, all that stuff. So who are you putting together for? And just to look at Rasheed, just been, what, half a year at Memphis, if he was even that, and say, okay, there's my answer, is just odd to me that he is this coveted. Not saying that it's not warranted or whatever else. Frankly, I don't think we know enough about Rasheed to say whether it is or it isn't. What we know is the experience is not really there, at least professionally. So just to see him this coveted by, again, a first-year head coach who's critically
it
important, who you put on your staff.
Yep.
You know, Ime Udoka in this sense, okay, goes out and get guys that are, you know, that are soon going to be head coaches. We talk about Damon Stoudemire. Maybe Rasheed is that highly thought of. That's what I find very interesting, is how highly thought of he is in NBA circles in terms of as a coach.
Yeah.
Dallas wanted him. I don't know if it's necessarily one of those assistant spots or on that support staff behind him, but they were interested before he decided to get with Penny in Memphis.
Yeah, we'll see. He did say he's got two spots to fill, so I don't know.
Penny, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's kind of counting Larry as part of that, though his earlier comments would have suggested Larry would not have been.
Well, the latest, though, when they were at the fire truck thing, was pretty much that his understanding is that Larry's in until something's different.
Right, but that doesn't mean
but
he's
I know
on the
he
staff,
said,
though, right?
I know he said in a different role,
right,
potentially.
So if he wouldn't be, like, you would have three to fill then under those, right?
So who's he counting then?
Is he counting Jermaine?
I don't think you just count that without saying it openly. Jermaine was not on the staff last year. That would technically be a hire,
but
right? He's support staff.
But if you're moving Larry to a different position.
It's kind of weird how it's jumping around, but I think he's talking about Larry right now.
Well, look.
Eventually, maybe you're replacing three.
Could Larry be back as something? Sure. Do I think he's going to be back as a quote-unquote assistant coach? I mean, I think Penny kind of spelled that out. Right?
He said not in a full assistant role. He was talking about, he said it was too much for Larry.
Yeah.
Essentially is what he was saying.
Yeah, so I don't know. That'll be interesting to see what direction they go. I'm assuming there is going to be some NBA flavor, though, like there always is with Penny Hardaway. He's going to keep an NBA tie on that staff.
My thing is, you just like to get somebody in there to delegate some of this stuff, you know, just some of the duties itself. Because right now, from scheduling all the way down to the recruit call, and, you know, this is pretty much on Penny.
Yes, yes, it is.
Basketball operations guy, yep, to do the scheduling, make those calls. You got to do it. He said he's putting the calls in himself to Kenny Payne.
Yes.
You know, up at Louisville. So, yeah, like the more, you know, he could use some help, seems like to me. So you might want to put a
Yes.
You know, you put a foot to it.
Somewhere. On some recruiting news, on the recruiting front, Keon Brooks, who I guess had been mentioned with Memphis, is not coming to Memphis. He's going to Washington. He committed to Washington just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I didn't have him in the – I think Munns mentioned him in a piece today or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a tough one, right? I mean, everybody in the country is going to be after him.
Sure.
You know? And you just don't have, you know, for a guy who's, you know, basically a four, there's not a lot of room. You know, you could say you could say you play him at the three, but, bro, this guy shot 23% from three. He ain't a three. He's a four. Mm-hmm. And he looked at the situation at Memphis, and he's like, yo, DeAndre Williams is getting 30 minutes a game. Why the hell would he come to Memphis, right? That would make very little sense, again, especially because he shot 23% from three last year. So that was not – he is not a three. He, you know, even if he thinks he is in practice, you know, you got to go out there and you got to find a guy who's shooting better than – even if in a you know, one of these Doctor Strange multiverses, he would have committed to Memphis. Do you need Keon Brooks? You need a guy who can shoot the ball.
100%.
You don't need another guy. You got 20% shooters on the floor, you know? You got Elijah McCadden coming off the bench. You don't need another 20. You don't need him to add another 23% shooter to the mix.
Again, he told Munns, or at least the reporters gathered this morning out at the golf tournament, that it sounds like he feels like one more shooter.
Well, that's because you're exactly right. He's counting Jaden. And that's the only way you arrive at that conclusion.
Well, I thought Penny would say, okay, I need two more shooters, or, you know, certainly, but he said one more, and if that's the case, I wondered if he was counting Jaden, who shot 47%.
Well, you only
did not make a – did not take a ton of them.
Right. The sample size is so small.
But we know, too, how highly Penny thinks of his son, and at one point, do you remember, what was it, first year or whatever, that Penny was saying, my son can be one of the best shooters in the country?
Well, Jaden started, you know. I mean, there were some games that Jaden started, and
– I would say from a physical standpoint, he looks like a starter. The question's going to be, can you know – is that what Penny's plan is, and what does he do with the increased minutes? But, I mean, from what you got right now, and him saying, I need one more shooter, seems like he's considering that Jaden is one of those shooters that he already has.
Like, there's guys out there, right? Like, you don't know this name, but, like one of the guys that I wrote about that's signed with Mike's group, Kyle Foster, he's not a household name, but the guy shot 46% from three last year, right? Like, go find a guy like that who can come in and just be a specialist for you. You know, I mean, it would be a plus if he could guard.
Well, you need him to play some defense. I mean, that's what you hang your hat on around here.
Yeah, so no, it's true. And Kellen,
just be a guy that lets guys get past him.
Kellen Grady is a great shooter, but, you know, he didn't really do a great job of impacting the game for Kentucky when he wasn't making those. So, yes, ideally, especially for Penny, you're going to have some defense, but you just got to find somebody. You got to find somebody who can knock him down, because right now – you're basically just asking Kenner Davis to create everything.
It just sounds like, from what he said publicly today, that he thinks, Kerwin's my shooter, and I'm going to go get me a hybrid,
right?
You know, hybrid forward that can play, you know, four and three.
No, I think if you add Kerwin to the mix, that's a pretty – you got a pretty good start, right?
Well, again, I would tell you I'd still like to see two shooters, not just one.
Yeah, because you got Kenner Davis who can create. You got Kerwin Walton who was a, you know, 40-plus percent three-point shooter, you know, 2 years ago. DeAndre Williams is a big-time college basketball player, proven, established. And then you have KO at the five, and then we'll see what happens at the three spot. But you might have that three. You know, it could be Jaden if necessary. It could be Jonathan Lawson. You know, Jonathan Lawson can do, you know, all of those things.
It'd be great if it's Jonathan.
And so, that's just sort of that's the MO. That is the order of business for the Tigers. So it should be interesting to see how exactly Penny fills it out. That is going to do it for us today. I'm going to take a good, long, hard look at my life.
You go think about it.
And all the decisions that got me to here, right?
We know you'll do it in the dark. Good job.
Welcome to the dark, bruh.
Yeah.
That's what I say. When them lights go off,
what you're still saying.
Welcome to the dark. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
John, can you believe that 70 years ago was 1952?
No way, man. 70 years ago was like 1930.
No, it's true. 70 years ago, Queen Elizabeth began her rule, and you know who else rules?
Tops Barbecue.
That's right.
They've been around for 70 years, too.
But back then, you couldn't order their delicious barbecue online, but you can now.
Let me guess. Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub,
all straight to your door?
Exactly. Or you can call ahead for the best real pit barbecue with hardwood, charcoal, and green hickory wood.
Enjoy the games and Topps Barbecue, 70 years strong and still smoking.
You know what's coming up? Father's Day is coming up. And I say that as a father myself and because of someone who's gotten gifts over the years. The one place I know you can get me a gift, and I say this to my sons, and I will love it, is O'Call. Go to O'Call and take care of the father in your life. Or if you're a father yourself, go treat yourself. The stuff is beautiful. The people are incredibly helpful. And right now, all their summer wear is in stock. It's a beautiful place. Take care of the father in your life by going to O'Call.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch. Which means the power to stream your favorite shows. Download all the music. The power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.